And if I were to try to date that global naissance, it would be to point at the Industrial Revolution as the time when this all happened. The Industrial Revolution was when man first became liberated, essentially, from dependence on human and animal labor and began to be able to use machines in a very efficient way, 150, 250 years ago. I've talked about 4.5 billion years of Earth history. 4.5 billion is a big number, and it's very hard to get a sense of what this all means. Imagine that we compress the history of the Earth into 1 year. And so we form the Earth from the Pyramid Solar Nebula on January 1. What are the major events that we've talked about in this lecture? Well, the early life forms were clearly present by the time we found these early rocks. When is that? 17th of February. So we don't know anything about the first of January or the first 2 weeks in February. 17th of February, the continents had begun to form, and life was apparently present on the planet. It takes almost 7 months, early September, before you start to see the eukaryotes, these more complex organisms, begin to appear. So you get a sense that the pace of evolution is rather slow. How about mammals? 18th of December is when the mammals first arrive, and the dinosaurs disappear on the 26th of December. Humans, 9 p.m. on December 31 is when our primitive Eve, our ancestral Eve, first arrives on the scene. The Industrial Revolution, that's 2 seconds to midnight on December 31. And the issue that we're going to be dealing with in this course is what's going to happen over the next few tenths of a second of our history. So that's the sense of the problem that we're going to talk about. Now, in the next lecture, we're actually going to digress. We're going to talk about another environmental issue. This is the issue of stratospheric ozone depletion, which got a lot of attention over the last number of years. And it's an issue that people have personalized often in terms of the Antarctic ozone hole. And many people see the problems as somehow interrelated or maybe even the same problem. But they're not the same problem. But I want to tell this story because in some respects, this is an example of a global issue that caught public attention on a global basis where leaders and nations came together with success in dealing with the problem. And it's useful to see it as context for how we might then return to deal with the problem of global climate change or global warming. After this brief digression, we're going to return to our main theme. Specifically, we're going to return to the theme of having a look at how society has lived its life since the Industrial Revolution, and specifically how we have identified late in the game a whole variety of problems associated with our use of fossil fuel, ultimately culminating in the big one of all, the problem of climate change and global warming.